I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that short-haul trucker Stefan makes $75,000 a year. And might actually be interested in taking Gabe out on a date. So we did learn that. We won't go there today, however. Here is Sharon from Mount Vernon on the phone. Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi. How are you, Sharon?
I'm driving to work.
Bum, 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 bum. And are you good?
I'm good. I love my job.
Well, okay, let's talk about that. You're a behavior specialist in a hospital. So we're going to put a minute on the clock, and we're going to ask you a bunch of questions. Try to find out as much as we can in that amount of time about what you do. When the buzzer goes off, you know, we'll play a song, we'll gather our thoughts, we'll come back after the song. We will all guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. But the fun part is you're going to share that salary in a couple of minutes, Sharon. Sound good?
Sounds good.
I love the deal. I do. I live for it every day. Share Your Salary is the greatest thing in the world. Okay, here we go. I got a minute on the clock. Gabe, are you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Sparky?
Yes.
Okay, we're good. All right, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Gabe, begin.
Sharon, what the heck is a behavioral specialist in a hospital?
Well, actually, I'm an educator at a behavioral hospital. I teach groups on education for our inpatient adolescents, basically like a teacher, and then I get in touch with the schools and let them know that the patients are at our hospital and try and get their schoolwork for them so don't get behind.
Sharon, is there any way you could teach my almost six-year-old how not to throw a fit when he doesn't get something he wants? Would that include your job description?
I wish.
Me too.
How long have you been doing that?
I've actually been at this position for a year.
Okay, what's the hardest part about your job?
When our patients are really sick, it's really hard because you just want to help them the best you can, and they're just so mentally, because of COVID, we have so many patients. It's so
bad. The buzzer went off.
Oh my gosh, you're so rude.
It's a buzzer. It's not me.
Yeah,
that's the time. Yeah,
exactly.
Right? I know. What a jerk. All right, Sharon. Listen, we appreciate you. By the way, if you want to guess what you think Sharon in Mount Vernon is making as a behavior specialist in a hospital, go ahead and text that guess to 46150. And please put your name and where you live on that text. I'll use as my guess. And of course, I want to thank you on the air. But stand by. We're going to find out in 3 minutes right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Sharon. She lives in Mount Vernon, and she is a behavior specialist in a hospital. Gabe, I'm still not really 100% sure what she does, so maybe you can explain.
I think that she, like, the main focus is helping, like, the patients with their schoolwork. She's been there for a year, and she said the hardest part of her job is when the patients are really sick, especially during COVID. They have a lot of patients in there right now.
I know. Okay, that's hard. Gabe, you are up first. You've been on a hot streak here.
Good Lord.
That is the longest I have literally ever heard in my life. Come on now.
I'm going to go with 68.
I like it. 68 grand. Okay, Captain Ron, over to you. I still have not won yet.
I'm going to say 60.
Hey, 60. Stop. Get out of my 60 range. Matthew?
Well, given the fact she's only been there a year, I think you both are in the right spot. But I don't really have much play here. I don't think she's making it in the 50s. So I'm going to bump it up to 70. I'm just going to go with my heart because I hope that you're doing that. And again, I want to thank Jennifer for texting in from Seattle. 70, that seems like a good guess to me. So 60, 68, and 70. Those are our guesses, Sharon, but it really doesn't matter. We all want to know how much you actually make as a behavior specialist in a hospital. Time to share your salary. What is the number?
I make $66,000.
Oh,
yes!
Okay, I'm just going to come out and say I'm sick of Gabe winning. I'm just sick. Thank you, Captain Ron. Can we gang up on Gabe, please?
I'm so good at this game.
This is annoying.
Matt tried to play it safe, too, by picking 70, but joke's on you, Matt.
Yeah, I just tried to go for the win, but I can't argue with that. So, Sharon, you've only been doing this for a year. Do you think you'll be doing it for a lot longer? Do you like what you do?
I do. I've worked in public schools. My husband was military, and we retired, and I just love what I'm doing.
It's like a second career for you.
Yeah.
It actually is, and it's still along the lines of what I was doing. So I love my coworkers. I love my patients that I see. It's great.
You know, it sounds like you're helping out a lot of people. By the way, thank you for you and your husband's service to our country. We love that about you. And quite honestly, yeah, you're just like a good human being, just helping people left and right. Love that.
Well, thank you.
Well, Sharon, thanks again. And if you can figure out how to get my kid to stop throwing fits, let me know.
Okay.
Like literally the most basic stuff. Like it's time to go home. It's dark. Why are you crying? All right. Sharon, we love you. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
You too. Thank you for making my morning every morning.
It is absolutely our pleasure. All right. Coming up next, right after the break, we're going to try something new. Based on a theory of mine that everybody, every single one of you listening right now has an unbelievable story. A story that when you tell somebody, they go, no way. I am convinced every single one of you has that story. If you do, what is your unbelievable story? The story that people don't believe when you tell them the story. 206-421-9653. Call right now with your no way story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.